Blog Talk Radio.
He promised me he will
deliver.
He promised me he.
Amen, amen, hallelujah, praise God. I pray that each and everyone has had a weekend. Remember, COVID has not gone anywhere. In certain states and parts of the country, COVID rates have risen. Amen. So please be safe. Wear your mask. Use sound judgment. Amen. My word of encouragement for Monday, May 16, 2022, continually satisfied. Coming from John 4:10, New Language Translation, it reads, Jesus replied, if you only knew the gift God has for you and who you are speaking to, you would ask me and I will give you living water. In the Old Testament, the people of God are continually searching for a place to belong. They want to live in peace, raise their families, tend their land, and leave a legacy for the next generation. Over and over, all these things seem denied to them. In fact, in Psalm 78, the history of the Israelites is told, and it is a tale of wandering indeed, both literally, spiritually. In the New Testament days, the Samaritans were living proof that often the quest for happiness did not turn out well. The result of intermarriage, the people of Samaria were considered dulls by fool Jews, and the Samaritans returned by favor by hating the Hebrews as well. When Jesus purposely stopped by Jacob's well to talk to a Samaritan woman, he acted completely out of character for a Jewish man. But he went a step further. He even offered her the same redemption he came to bring to his own people. He invited her to drink the living water of relationship with God. He welcomed her to enjoy full fulfillment with everyone else who puts their trust in him. Father, we often forget how great a gift it is that we have a relationship with you to satisfy the deep longing. Thank you for this continued drink of refreshing living water. Amen. That is the topic for Monday, May 16, 2022. Be safe this week. It's Monday. Have a blessed and wonderful week. My prayers are continuing to go out to Denise Gist and her family. They are mourning a relative for their loss. Continue prayer for Elder Ronnie, his sister. Continue prayers for Ayana in California. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah. And my prayers are with Pastor Parker. Continue prayer for her family as well. I'll be back with another word of encouragement on Wednesday. God bless you. Keep the faith. And we love you. Amen.